Trevor, listening, or excuse me, watching on YouTube Live, asks this: can Roman Catholics venerate Orthodox saints like Gregory Palamas or St. Mark of Ephesus?
The church is actually pretty broad in terms of who people can privately venerate. You don't have to venerate someone who's been canonized. In fact, that's one of the steps in the canonization process, is an inquiry: have the faithful started venerating this person on their own? That's one of the very preliminary steps that has to be met. What's required is that if a church is going to officially invoke someone's intercession or officially venerate them, then they have to be either an official saint or blessed. But if it's unofficial devotion, you can do it to anybody. You can unofficially honor anybody that you think is holy for their holiness, and that includes both the living and the dead. I mean, if someone's a very holy person in this life, I can honor them. If I think they lived a very holy life and are now with God, even though they're not canonized, I can still honor them for the holiness I believe them to have had. So it's quite possible. Also, you might want to check and see, are these individuals ones who aren't honored in any Catholic church? Because the Roman Catholic Church, which is to say the Latin Rite of the Catholic Church,
right,
is in communion with Eastern Catholic churches. And typically when a church comes back into union with the Catholic Church, all of the saints it had in its previous experience when it was still separate are included in those who are now venerated. And so even though particular figures may not be commonly honored in the Latin Rite of the Church, they may be honored in Eastern Catholic churches, and thus they would count as people who could not only receive, you know, private requests for intercession and veneration, but who could be publicly venerated and whose intercession could be publicly invoked.